our channel. I am Lori.
And I am Michelle. We're the twins from PurelyTwins.com, and we are super excited to have you back. This is video 2 of our healing series with Jesus. If you haven't seen video 1, we'll make sure we link that below, and do check that out. It's starting off with the first story of in Matthew, starting in chapter 8, going over why that was the first healing story. Very important, I think, to set the foundation of understanding that. So please make sure you check that out. And for those that did watch it, we loved hearing you guys' thoughts on it and appreciate the support of you guys sharing about it. We really hope this series is going to be serving you. And if you enjoyed today's video, please consider subscribing here on our YouTube channel or over on our podcast, because we have more coming your way in this healing series, plus many other videos that are here to share how Lori and I are living life, what we're discovering here following Christ. We truly appreciate you being here, being part of our online family. So today we're going to continue on the conversation, like we said, with healing with Jesus.
But before we begin, we're going to start off in prayer. So if you can join along with us, if you may, if you would like,
close your eyes.
We always invite you in. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for being here with us today. Thank you for using this platform. Thank you for using Michelle and I. Lord, this is your time. Use Michelle and I as you will. Please fill us up with wisdom, truth, compassion, and love. Lord, if there's somebody watching this video that needs to be touched again with your love, your compassion, please touch their hearts today. We ask that eyes are opened, hearts are opened, ears are opened, that the message is hidden deeper into their hearts, and that they are touched by you again, Lord. We praise you, we worship you, we thank you. This is your time, Lord. Use us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So today's video is kind of a big one. We know a lot of people. I know something Lori and I wrestled with a lot too. Why do some people heal and others don't? And so we're going to share our thoughts on it. Again, we encourage you to share your thoughts. We'll link to the show notes down below so you can join in on the conversation.
All right. So this is a tough question. Goodness, where do we begin with this?
The biggest thing I would like to start off with is just because you're suffering from something does not mean that God doesn't love you. It does not mean that you still have a secret sin that you haven't healed and you're being cursed because of it.
I think that's definitely the work of the enemy when you feel like that, because
you feel
looking back at Michelle and I's life, why we turned away from God for so many years, it was because of that. We had so much different things of suffering and what was happening around us with like friends and family, and that we felt lost and confused because we weren't rooted, what we talked about many times in our videos, we weren't rooted in Him. We had no real relationship with Him. We only showed up to Him when we needed something drastically and quickly.
Which is probably a lot of people.
And so it shook our faith and it made us question. So it made us think, oh, well, then we're just going to do it ourselves type of attitude.
But I will admit, when I was healed from my eczema, I wrestled with that a lot. It was like, why did I heal now? What, you know, versus I know other people, and many of you guys still reach out, but you're still struggling. And so it's still a question I seek the Lord on. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing that we've been learning and from reading the Word and seeing Jesus work and heal people is the number one thing is that he still loves and cares for you, even if you're still suffering. There's a lot of examples that there were people suffering, not maybe also from an illness, but going through something troubling or hard. And Jesus is still with them. And another thing that we witnessed from reading is that Jesus also is praying for you. Mm-hmm. He is with you, praying with you. He knows what it's like. He was here, struggled. He went through the pain on the cross for us. Like, He knows what it's like to have pain and suffering.
I just think also, too, that just things just happen.
I think so.
We watched a
sometimes
video.
There's no explanation.
Yeah, we watched a video from another Christian here on YouTube, really helped explain it too, why bad things happen, and like, why do some people get healing and others don't? It just goes back to like, we don't always know the answers. That's when we have to trust in our Lord, lean into His understanding, not our own, that He knows best for whatever, you know, it's all for Him, it's His glory and for good. But we do know that we can all be held on the promise that we do all get healing on the other side, the eternal life. And I think that sometimes when I start wrestling with this, and Michelle and I get deep in this, and we start, you know, going and like, no, we're attaching too much to this world right now.
It's just hard, though.
We have eternal life in heaven, and it is hard, and
it's hard because you feel it every day. You're reminded of it, right? And so I understand that hardness. But as we said in our first video, you got to keep turning to Jesus. And actually, we got done studying deeper into chapter 17 this morning, and this message was again pressed in our hearts about how a lot of people, again, Laura and I are no
different. The verse 20, when Jesus is talking, I have it pulled up here, when Jesus is talking to his disciples about why they couldn't pull out the demon out of that boy, and he says, because of your unbelief, your little faith. And when we really study deeper into what Jesus was portraying to the disciples there, is that, again, they thought they could, again, do it all on their own and not turn to Jesus and not continue to keep praying and fasting and doing other things that he's been teaching them. And so
it's a lot of those things, like a lot of us, this is why Laura and I fell into false teachings. We wanted to get rid of it quickly. We wanted what we were dealing with to go away, just to be done and fixed. And so that when
we also have a little bit of pride in us being like, oh, we did it. We healed ourselves.
And it's a little bit of us kind of taking control and not understanding that we should first be seeking the Lord. And what we also learn in this about little faith, and we're not going to get too much in here, Lord, and I probably do a whole separate video just on this passage, and because that's where a lot of people abuse. You don't have enough faith, and that's like one of the worst things you can tell. And obviously Jesus knew that, and I think when we dove into more and studied this more, that's not what Jesus was meaning, that you, it's because of your faith. You know? It's really the sense of understanding that people aren't, they're trying to do stuff in their own hands,
and they're not having the faith in him. Yeah. It's not having the faith in him.
And also what we learned in that verse, this important verse that was taken out a lot of context, is that it says that it comes through, except through prayer and fasting. And prayer and fasting are an important part of a Christian lifestyle that many aren't doing it. We weren't. Mm-hmm. Definitely not. And it's something we're still trying to find our relationship with the Lord in around those. Because obviously Jesus was also trying to help his disciples understand that we should always be ready. And I think that's, through all his teachings, he's always sharing things with us Christians, followers of Christ, to help us to always be ready. And prayer and fasting is one of those things that we can always be ready. Because what is it the biggest thing that's helping us do? Rely on God for everything, to seek his face and everything. Yeah. And going back into the leprosy story, like Jesus was wanting them to turn and start doing that more.
Yeah.
And so this is, we just pass it along, that just because you're suffering, number one, is that doesn't mean that God doesn't care. He does care, and he loves you, and he's praying for you, and he understands the pain that you're
going through. And going along with that, one thing, Michelle, that I wanted to make sure we got across in this video too, is that during, you can see how Jesus interacted with all the various people in their healing, and God treats everybody as an individual. Healing is a very individual, personal thing with the Lord.
Yeah.
Shell's healing with her eczema was her healing. My healing with my issues was my healing. And with everybody else that we know is either in the process of healing or have been healed. Like it's all done individually based. I think that's why it can't be this overlooked promise, because it's so individual based, and mm-hmm. God works with us all individually. But on top of that, we want to make sure we got across that just because God does or doesn't heal you doesn't mean you're viewed better in his eyes.
Right.
And I think that too is when the other face out there can kind of grab you, because they make you feel like you did something wrong. Oh, God didn't heal you. You know, you must be doing something wrong.
He must be mad at you.
He doesn't favor you.
And I think
we want to get across that's totally not the right viewpoint we should all have of our Lord.
Yeah, make sure you go check out our other video, another verse that a lot of people pull up context and twist it. And it was a revelation that gave new insight to Lori and I about God's favor. It was one little part of and the verse in Matthew. So we'll link to that video. So definitely check that out, because I think that also help you understand God's grace and mercy for all. But he does not have, like, he looks at rich and poor people the same.
Yeah.
It's our world down here that can make you feel different because you're one or the other. So just very important.
And that's honest, when you have to, like we say, sometimes put your Jesus goggles on. Like, you have to, we're all the same under God. We're all made in his image. We're all his, you know, his creation down here. And just live in a broken world, mm-hmm. that unfortunately there's pain, there's suffering, mm-hmm. In it.
And then some of it is can be a result because of sin, and from your own personal sin, or it's a family thing passed down, or just the society. Like, I do believe we can't overlook sin. We can't just not talk about it. But again, remembering as something Laura and I have a deeper understanding as well, as followers of Christ, you know, we are wiped of our sins because of Jesus. But doesn't mean our flesh, we're still not going to wrestle with it. We're still not going to be perfect. Only Jesus is perfect. So it's not about like setting the standard that if you're still suffering, again, doesn't mean you're still sinning or that you're having an effect of sin. But it could be the case for some people. I don't want to like not say that, because I think it's important. That's all. That's why it goes back to it's personal. Could be someone's an issue why they're struggling with an illness or because result of it, or it could just be unfortunately a bad thing that's just happening. But I just want to make sure we all understand that it is personal. You can't just look at one person's story like, oh, because she suffered from this, that's why she's dealing with this now. Like, that might be for her, it may not be for someone else's case, even though it's just, they're both suffering from, like, if there's people with eczema, not everyone's going to have the same reasoning why they got it or why how they're going to heal through it, which I mentioned in my videos. Yeah. I share all that I did knowing that I don't know what could help somebody. And I think that's why it's important, even like sharing your testimony.
That's
is all possible. Aspect. You don't know what part of your story could help somebody where they are in their walk.
And because that goes back to God, we're relationships. Mm-hmm. And so not only do we have a relationship with our Lord, with our healing, but we can have relationships with one another and still help one another out through here, why here on earth, by giving tips and pointers and stuff like that. But always still going to God first for it, then going out and seeking other Christian help. And then also another big thing that we learned is that truly submitting to the Lord, like, Lord, going back to, if healing, that, you know, be great. If you don't heal me, that's okay too. Like, I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to worship you no matter if you give me healing or not. And that's when I feel like the true submitting, yielding, surrendering over to the Lord is.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it too, we just have to trust in God. I think sometimes with healing and not why some people healing and some don't, it goes back to we can't lean on our own understanding.
Yeah.
We truly have to just trust in the Lord and know that He knows best, and we're part of His story. Though I'll remember sometimes what we're going through, it seems like, the world. But remember, we're part of God's grand story, and He does see you, that we want to get across. He does see you, and He does care for you. Just keep seeking Him.
He does want you just to keep turning to Him for healing and stuff like that.
Yep.
Another point that we wanted to mention about why some get healing and some don't, is that when you're looking through the Bible and you're reading it, especially since we're starting again with the book of Matthew, but we know there's a lot of other stories in the Bible as well. But just because something is in the Bible and Jesus healing something, it doesn't mean that it's like Jesus has to do it to you too. And I don't want us to walk in that viewpoint of Jesus.
Because we don't want you, if you don't get healing, to be like, oh, Jesus was wrong, he's false, right. He's not real.
Yeah.
So I think that's what a lot of the false teachers can make it be like. And Lloyd and I plan to do a future video about like the stories in our head and expectations. Well, and we did a little brief on our Instagram on that.
Yeah.
About with John the Baptist, what we've discovered. But it's important that what we said in the first video, is it was really to show who Jesus was, his power, what he came to do. And the biggest thing was what? To restore our relationship with the Lord, take care of sin and the true evil, the spiritual evil. Right,
so the healing stories also, we have discussed and had deeper understanding ourselves, is that they're in here, to show Jesus' power, his authority, his character. You learn a lot about Jesus' character in these stories, which is the representation of God's heart as well. And the other thing was we realized too is that he's fulfilling a lot of the Old Testament prophecies through his healing as well. So that's also why the healings are shared in the Bible and stuff. So we pass that along to you, is that it's his power, his authority, and then fulfilling Old Testament prophecy. And it's, you learn a lot more about Jesus through these stories, which I think is also, you know, the Bible is his story, not our story. You know, it's not always about us.
Yeah, that's why you just have to be careful and pray for discernment and understanding in your own life and what you're seeing in the world, making sure you're getting a heavenly perspective on these things.
Yeah, make sure we're going to review our notes here to make sure we got everything that we wanted to make sure we got across. And this, because we know this is a tough one. It was a tough one for Michelle and I to kind of sit with and talk about back and forth. And another thing about when you're reading the Bible here and you see that Jesus is healing, and yes, he did heal large crowds of people, but we also just want to mention he didn't heal, and we've learned from studying other commentaries and just going deeper ourselves, is that we realize like Jesus didn't heal everybody. You know, he did heal the large crowds and he did heal a lot of people, but he just want to get across he didn't heal everyone. So he even shows back then not everybody got healed as well. So
yeah, there's a lot of things. I know we'll link up to the video that Mike Winger did about how by his stripes we were healed. I know
he explained it much better, so we'll let him just do that.
But there, you know, it was mentioned also in Matthew's always said a lot of it was Jesus was fulfilling stuff that was prophesied. And that was one thing that was brought up, was I do believe there's truth that there is, that also is relation to physical healing, but a lot of it I believe is spiritual healing and the relation to sin and how that distorts our relationship, not only with our Lord, but with one another and stuff. So I think this, we all have to remember everything. We just can't make it just be about one thing, but really take into a balanced approach to looking all what the Bible says, all what the Bible is showing, and all spiritual and physical things.
I think some of us forget that there's a spiritual side out there as well. It's not just us physical bodies here on earth. There is a deeper spiritual side that is happening as well. And that's also what Jesus came here to restore as well, and what he did on the cross for us. And so I just find that also very important. Yep. To always have that truth in you as you're reading and you're hearing about healing and you're watching other people on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is talking about, you just need more faith and all this healing. Just know that there's a lot more to it than just that. And so we encourage you again, pick up the Bible yourself. We want to end it out with the question. So is it still worth praying for healing if it's not a promise? We say yes.
Like I said, when we dove deeper into this chapter 17, that was another message reminder that people know that Jesus noticed that people stop turning to the Lord for things and trying to do it themselves. And so he's inviting us, and the ask, seek, knock, that's an invitation to continually to keep coming, to keep seeking his face. But other notes here that I got from another pastor that Laura and I listened to, I just think it's also important that we have to continue to be running to his presence. No matter what you're facing, you have to continue to run and to seek him first. Yeah. You have to also be willing to lay down your wrong motives or be clear about what is your true motives, to be honest with the Lord. Remember, he already knows your thoughts, what's in your heart, so that's also why you pray. And you come to him to talk about it, in a sense, to seek his understanding of what's going on and to the direction he's leading you. As Lori said earlier, it is personal healing. It's a personal thing. All of us are never always going to know why someone healed and why others don't. Yeah. We also have to be willing to truly abide in him. You have to really come in, like we said, come broken, admit to him, and to literally to surrender to him and let your old self die and be renewed in Christ. Again, if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we pray our journey has inspired you to open up the Bible and let Jesus press into your heart. Let his love overtake you. Because whatever you're facing, I know Lori and I have had moments and we share in some of our heart-to-heart videos that we felt very broken and we did not righteous things many times. We were evil, wicked people at times in our life and Jesus still turned us around. So we just share that as hope that, again, physical healing, we know it's hard and we know it sucks too. I know it does. And when I continue to pray for people that are still suffering especially from physical ailments, because we know what that's like, not just skin, but we also dealt with digestive issues, and we're not perfect in those areas either.
Oh, yeah, we're not perfect, and we still have issues in our own family with illness and sickness and stuff, and so we are still struggling in that mist too. But one promise we do know is that Jesus is always there with us, comforting us, praying with us, watching us, seeing us there with us during it all. And so I share that too to give you girls hope and inspiration. But it really encouraged and something Michelle and I in our own walk as we continue and forever long God blesses us to be alive here on earth is just to continue that we keep turning to God, but not always for things, but just to be with him. And so, through healing, continue to pray. Yes, we encourage you to keep praying for it. We're going to keep praying for healing for ourselves, for our family, for all of you as well. We're not going to stop praying and turning for Jesus for that. So no matter if we get healed completely or if somebody we know gets healed completely, we all have been touched in some form of fashion through some form of pain and suffering or healing of some sort. There's so much that we live now in this broken, corrupted world. So I think together as a collective body of Christ, we all should not stop. But we should not also just be coming to Jesus demanding healing and then walking away from him if he doesn't heal us. And I think it goes back to even the John the Baptist story when he was stuck in jail. Like Jesus asked him, God blesses those who don't get offended by what's happening. And so we need to stand firm that the enemy is going to come in and make you feel like God doesn't like you because you're not being healed. And we want to say that's not a good path to walk down. Michelle and I did that, and we're so thankful Jesus grabbed us back.
And we're not saying that we still believe that God can perform miracles, supernatural things.
Oh, I still believe in it, and I will still pray for
it. But I think there's people who abuse it or are coming with the wrong motive and are putting like judgment and fear into people instead of really teaching the true Jesus. And remember, it's not all about the physical healing, not all about what we can get from our Lord, but who he was, what he did for us, and who we are now because of him. Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of people overlook that or don't let that really seep into their souls, because that is everything. And that will get you through the hard times. It's just relying on His strength and His power, because He is in you. And I think there's a lot of people, Lord, and I've listened to other people's podcasts. Some are still struggling with issues, but they still praise the Lord. I was also listening to one lady. She was sharing, it wasn't a physical thing that she was dealing with, but it was a financial and struggle. And she, you know, her and her family were doing very well, and then all of a sudden they lost everything. And you could tell she had her whole family. They still stayed strong with the Lord. They never doubted Him. They never questioned it. He always still provided, even those in the rough times, and they were able to then come back out of it. So it was another story. I think that's why I'm going to point to share your testimony of how God helped you through the difficult times. Because I think a lot of people don't realize that, as Lori was saying, He is there. He is there, and that is a promise and strength we can lean on every day.
And I also think one last thing that I wanted to mention that Michelle and I have discussed ourselves, want to have the discussion with you too, is that in those moments of crisis, of a healing issue or a sickness of whatever form, we should be drawing closer to God. And I think that's also why God sometimes doesn't always step in, because He wants us to keep leaning on Him, keep depending on Him. It's like Michelle and Sarah shared that story of that family, like they continue to press into Him. So Michelle and I have certain struggles or storms that we are going through, and that we are learning this, and we're trying to sit deeper with us, that keep turning to Him, keep seeking Him during it all, and stop trying to control the situation ourselves. And that's a daily thing that Michelle and I have to look with as well. So it ties into the healing, is that if you're still healing and struggling with a sickness, or if it might not be you, but it might be a family member or a good friend, just keep pressing in and keep encouraging your friend to keep pressing in. Keep praying, no matter if they see healing on this side of life or not, but just to keep pressing into God, because He is a good Father. He is a faithful Father. And He did pay the ultimate sacrifice for all of us already. And that, but He still, you know, not want to say God still doesn't want to give healing or bless people. He still does. But remember, that's not all what the relationship should be about. And when you look at the healing stories, and especially in the book of Matthew, at least for Michelle and I, it really deepened that for Michelle and I to realize that He is our source for everything. And no matter what's going on, where our faith is at, or what our faith is in, it always needs to be back on Him. It's not us, it is Him. Yeah. So that's one thing that's really come through Michelle and I, is that it's always Him. Always Him.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Some more words of encouragement that's really helped Michelle and I through our struggles, and if we obviously know there might be more struggles in our future, is just that what is doing to us spiritually, that God cares so deeply about our character, about who we are and who we're becoming. And I feel like a lot of growth happens spiritually when you are going through a tough time. And if it's around your health, if that's your personal struggle and you're on the you know, path to healing and you want to be healed. And I feel like there's so much that God will do inside each person. That's why healing, as we said, is an individual thing, where you don't know why someone gets healed, or why someone gets healed quickly and someone takes a lot longer to get healed in whatever form or fashion. So I think it's that, is that we don't know what God's doing on the inside of that person, the character they're molding and shaping that person to be through whatever struggle that they're going through. And I think that at least gives Michelle and I a lot of comfort in knowing that the growth that is happening, that God cares about during our hard times, and the growth that happened to Michelle and I coming out of our stuff and what we're going back to Him for, and then now being here a source of encouragement for all of you other fellow believers, and that there's growth happening inside of you through your struggles with your health or whatever sickness you or someone else is going through. Just lean on that.
Yeah, the biggest thing is trying not to look at it that God's mad at you because you're going through this, and He's not healing you. And I know a lot of people feel like you're praying about it, but God's not here. He must not care. He must not hear my prayers. Nothing's changing. And we hope this is encouraging. I hope you not say that that's not the truth. He does hear you.
But we can always understand His timing.
We have to understand, look, He has a timeline that's better than our own, and He can do things far better and greater than we can. So, which I know is hard. Trust me. Lori and I, we tried in a lot of the cases, took matters in our own hands, and it did not always lead us to fulfillment and happiness and bliss that a lot of people claim when they're going to receive the healing or whatever. So as Lori said, there's a lot of stuff, other stuff going on, that goes back to just always think I have to truly slow down and truly seek understanding from the Lord, the only one we can get that from. Yeah. And so I just pray like you understand that just because you aren't receiving healing does not mean that God doesn't care, he's not hearing you. He does. And this is actually encouragement to keep seeking him, to keep pressing into him.
And that he cares so much, again, about who you are, the character that makes you, your spirit. Mm-hmm. And so know that a lot of that is being shaped and molded during our challenging moments in our life, through our, if it's for you personally, or even if it's with you with somebody else, you can still grow through being a supporter of someone else if they're dealing with a sickness or something. Because I know that's how mm-hmm. I was with Michelle. I felt useless, so useless, when she would cry out to me those nights during her deep, darkest days of eczema. I know I did the same for her when I was going through all of my health issues. So just know that you too can grow as a person through someone else's as well, I feel like. So all of it is God. Again, there's so much more going on than what we all can see, and that we all just need to lean onto him more, his understanding, his love, his faithfulness, more than our own.
Yeah. All right, sisters, that concludes our part two of our healing series with Jesus. We hope this has served you. If this has, we would love for you to share about it. We would love more people to hear this message, because we know there's a lot of people not teaching the truth on healing and making people actually hurt their relationship with the Lord. And we hope our videos help restore that again and help people see truly who Jesus is and what he came to do. And really just simply just encourage you to open up your own Bible and seek the Lord in your daily life. And
because remembering the healing for you or for whatever loved one is unique to them, is personal to them. So
personal to you. Yeah. And if you want to see how Lori and I study the Bible, again, we have a free option for you to get a free preview of our Bible study.
Well, I think in that Bible study, you get to see access to our chapter 9.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. I think it's chapter 9.
So you get to hear some of our deeper thoughts on healing. Some of these healings.
Yeah, definitely check that out if you're interested. Again, your support helps us a lot. It actually helps our videos get seen by more people. If you're listening over on the podcast, we would love for you to take the time to leave us a review on whatever platform. Our podcast could be heard on a variety of different platforms. Whatever you use, to leave a review, it really, again, helps the show. And here on YouTube, sharing about it, giving the video a like, not only does it show that you guys enjoyed it and it served you, but it also helps our videos help more people see, hear the word of God. Not Lori and I, but hear and see Jesus. That's what we pray about.
It's all glory to God. It's not Michelle and I. Yeah, it's all for him.
So, all right, sisters. So we're going to wrap up this video in a closing prayer. So join along with us and close your eyes and bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come here unclean, broken. We know there's many watching that are in pain right now, or know of someone in pain and is seeking understanding, or seeking answers, or seeking healing. Lord, we pray that our video has inspired them where to go for that. It is you, Lord, to keep pressing into you. And we pray for their healing, Lord. We pray that they get touched in some way. We pray that they receive some type of improvement in their health, or a deeper understanding and transformation with you. Help us all to have the strength to get through what we face here, and also to continue to live in the hope that you promise us. And Lord, I also want to say thank you that in the midst of all of our struggles, all of our pain, you're with us and you want us. You want us and you continue to want us even when we're unfaithful at times, even when we go astray. You want us back, always opening and willing and ready and tender and compassionate. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing. Thank you for wisdom and understanding. And thank you, Lord, for allowing Lori and I to share this with others. We pray this has glorified your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you again, sisters. We appreciate you being here. We love you guys so much, and we'll chat with you guys in the next one.